Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. We've been enjoying the warmer weather here on the Pinecrest Ranch. The ice has not been nearly as thick on the stock tanks, but has been more of a problem on roads and electric fences. Speaking of electric fence, yes, we are still playing around with the hot wire. I have a ways to go in adapting this art form to winter conditions. Driving and extracting steel posts seems to be keeping my chiropractor in good practice. Using the battery-powered drill to put in small posts is working okay, but those indestructible composite posts obviously were not field-tested in Nebraska winter conditions. I need to find a bigger drill bit if I'm going to use them for my corners. The storms earlier in the winter had me ready to give up on hauling cows to corn stalks. But the warmer weather of the last few weeks and the rapidly dwindling hay supply has me reconsidering. I can either burn fuel hauling hay or hauling cows. In a perfect world, I could find corn stalks closer to home. But I guess I'm not in a perfect part of the world, or at least my view of perfection does not line up with the folks that prefer pumped hog poop to organically spread recycled corn residue dispersed with a cow. I'm sure that there are two sides to the story, but being human, I am biased towards mine. These are some of the thoughts that were running through my head and spawned a new poem that I call Looking for Change. I'm not trying to save the world. I'm just trying to make a buck. If I can't avoid it, my cows don't go on a truck. The good Lord gave them legs with which they can walk. My legs fit around a horse from where I trail the stock. If I don't have to start a tractor as for hauling out the hay, I have made a real good start on the perfect rancher's day. 'Cause hay is kind of pricey, and fuel is rather high. They don't give away the iron, and repair bills make me sigh. I prefer taking critters to the feed, not the other way around, and spreading out the residue on a bigger patch of ground. I would rather feed the microbes in the world that I can't see and let them little buggers team up and go to work for me. If the cattle can be satisfied by moving a little fence, then rolling out some hot wire makes a lot of sense. Out in the open air is where I prefer to be, which has me mostly sideways with the vast majority. The wind is not so wicked inside a cab upon a tractor, and the ice and frozen ground are not so much a factor. I still own one too, boys, and probably always will, at least till I climb from this hole or can't pay the interest bill. The wheels of progress turn slowly, or backwards it might seem. To ranch without hay and hardware is but a foolish dream. If dreams could change the world, it must be further down the line. Because today I'm burning diesel and cutting baler twine. Thanks for riding along on Homegrown this morning. I'm looking forward to visiting with the folks up in the North Fork area on Monday, February 1st at the North Fork Chamber Ag Appreciation Banquet. If any of you Homegrown listeners have a cattle pot and are of need of some entertainment, give me a call. I'd sure be glad to discuss a swap of services. Hoping our happy trails cross soon, I'm R.P. Smith.